Thanks for joining us as we continue our way through Ecclesiastes. Let me start with a couple questions. One, are you satisfied with your work? Number two, do you find your work fulfilling and meaningful? Well, unfortunately, a large percentage of people cannot answer those two questions with a resounding yes. A 2021 Barna survey found that 61% of Gen Zs are not satisfied with their work. 48% of millennials are dissatisfied with their work. 47% of Gen Xers are frustrated with their work. And 42% of boomers are not happy on the job. But when we see work from God's perspective, when we see what we do in light of eternity, that turns the table on the satisfaction percentages. Solomon says it this way. Solomon, Ecclesiastes 3:22, Solomon says this, "So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him?" Often in Ecclesiastes, Solomon makes these under the sun initial conclusions that are corrected in his final conclusion. And his final conclusion is that life only makes sense when we fear God and keep his commandments. Life only makes sense with Jesus. Life has to be lived from the foundation of loving and respecting and honoring and obeying God. God doesn't waste our time. With him, everything matters. Josiah Leuenberger, the director of the Nashville Institute of Faith and Work, well says that we get ourselves into trouble when we seek fulfillment in work rather than God. Here's what he says. Seeking fulfillment in work apart from the gospel is like pouring water into a leaky bucket and wondering why it can't be filled. Jesus sets us free from the endless cycle that each of us fall into so easily when we live with ourselves at the center of our story. He invites us into a better pursuit of approaching work as an opportunity to know and enjoy God, grow in him, and serve others as a response of gratitude for God's love and service to us. That's well said, isn't it? The world is desperate to see Christians find meaning and satisfaction in their work. We don't worship our work. We worship the one who provided us the gift to find purpose in our daily efforts. It's hard to argue against Solomon's point. There's nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work. Father, thank you for giving us the gift of work. Help us to thank you with our best efforts. Give us joy in the gift that you have given us to honor you and to serve others. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.